Between musical performances, Casey Jack takes the stage to introduce himself to an audience of about 2 dozen people.
I'll just say hi real quick. Maybe some of y'all have heard this.
The audience repeats the word back.
You know, you gotta bring that sound from the back of your throat. You gotta, like, you know, like you're almost like clearing a spit. One more time.
Jack teaches the group other phrases, like how are you and where are you from, during the 20-minute Yupik beginner phrase session. The session is one of a handful at the music festival highlighting Alaska Native language and culture.
In general, Indigenous voices are important to be listening to.
The Yupik session was put together by an organizer who identified themselves as Foot.
I think that's kind of our duty is people who maybe are not from this land from time immemorial to respect and learn from the people who have been.
While the festival's main focus is the music and environmental message, Foot says Alaska Native people have been represented at Salmon Fest since its kickoff in 2011. Jack, who led this year's Yupik workshop, says demonstrations like the ones at Salmon Fest help keep Indigenous language and culture alive.
Language is intrinsic to identity, you know? You know, how can you be someone without your language? The language is the very vessel that you're using to pass down your values, your culture.
The workshop wasn't the first time Jack has taught his native language, but Jack has never held class at a music festival. Here's Foot, the coordinator.
It's called Salmon Fest, and salmon people and the stewards of this land are Alaska Native people. And so if you're sticking true to it being about salmon, it's probably also going to be about salmon people.
Foot says the festival's environmental advocacy is as much about the people who rely on healthy salmon as the fish themselves. Reporting from the Kenai Peninsula Fairgrounds in Nanilchik, I'm Hunter Morrison.